This is Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel.
Welcome back to Inside the Wolf's Den with your hosts, Sean and Joni Wolfswinkel. How are you, Sean?
Doing great, thank you.
Awesome. Well, we have another awesome episode for our listeners today. We're going to be talking about anxious and how to overcome anxiety. I think mental health has been, you know, it's something not to take lightly, right? Correct. And it's been a big issue. And how do we become mentally strong?
Yeah, I think it's a very hot topic and something that I think a lot of people are suffering with, and including you and I. Everybody battles it. And I know you're coming up on a NARPM panel, and they've asked you to speak on this. So it's obviously something that definitely relevant in the property management space. Yes. As I think, you know, we were just talking before we got went live was, you know, we because of COVID, people went through a war, a dramatic event, and then you come out of this, and there's that post traumatic stress,
yeah.
You know, and
absolutely.
Anxiety is caused by stress. And so I think a lot of us are now feeling a lot of that. And then you do politics on top of the social media, which we're going to talk about, all these other things. And right now where the economy is, it's also stressing the stock markets down. There's a lot of uncertainty and stress. Yeah. And so it's causing anxiety.
You know, it's very negative, of course. And then I think a lot of times people are afraid to tell anybody like what they're feeling, you know, and they're afraid to show, you know, that they have anxiety.
A lot of people look at it as a weakness. Mm-hmm. And so they're really scared to show that vulnerability to each other. And, you know, and hey, we're all human. We're all, I think, go through it. We all have these issues where we're suffering through things, and there's times where we're stressful. And it's, I think a lot of this is, how do you respond to it? How are you aware about it? You know, make yourself aware about it, and how are you handling it? And that's kind of what we're going to get into.
Right.
So we're going to just share a lot of what you and I have gone through, what we use to help us get through stressful and times of anxiety.
But why don't we start with the definition? You want to give us that?
Sure. So the definition of anxiety is intense, excessive and persistent worry and fear about everyday situations. Fast heart rate, rapid breathing, sweating, and feeling tired may occur. Anxiety can be normal in stressful situations. So I would think, being an entrepreneur is a very stressful situation, as you and I know very well.
And I think it looks a lot different today, like what we do, than what we did with, like, you know, 10 years ago, 12 years ago when we got started in the property management industry, right?
Yeah.
And so we can kind of go through some of those things, like what's helped us along the way.
I think
as well.
for all people, it's just been, times are changing, and that's stressful when things are changing. You know, it's a stressful time, and it causes a lot of anxiety because we don't know what's going to happen, or we don't know about the future. And I think that plays in a lot of what, you know, some of the stuff we're going to talk about. But I think it's about being, I think when you get stressed out or anxiety too, you're also either focusing on the past or you're focusing on the future, right? You're living in the past, thinking about the past events that just happened, or
what could I have done differently,
or,
you know, why did I make that mistake?
Correct.
You know, instead of thinking, okay, like, number one, like, calm down, breathe, and like, what can I do now, right, to change that
and be in the present. And then we also go forward, and we're anxious about the future, anxious about what's coming. And when you focus on that direction, you're also building that stress and building that anxiety, when, to be honest, a lot of things are uncontrollable, right? We just can't control the future and can't control what's going to happen. All we can control is what we can do today.
Exactly.
And so being
focus
in the present.
Focus on what you can control.
Yeah. And so being in the present, I think, is super beneficial. And yes, you prepare. Yes, you're not naive to the things. Yes, you can put some situations and strategy in place. But for the most part, you got to live in the moment, take action today, and do something today about it. So
that's
all we can control. Right?
Yeah. And so let's go over some statistics here. Yeah. So 19.1% of the U.S. population is diagnosed with anxiety disorder. According to the ADA, an estimated 31.9% of adolescents had an anxiety disorder. That's crazy. 31.9%.
Yeah. So it's like what? That's so one out of every five individuals in the U.S. have an anxiety disorder. And what is that? One out of every three in adolescents have anxiety disorders. So our kids are
10 to 19 years old. I mean, that's the critical stage of their developmental period, right? Mm-hmm. And the big cause of that is social media, or cell phones, right?
So we had a quote here, or a statistic that 74% of Americans own a smartphone. And I think that's, a big issue today is the smartphones. Mm-hmm. I think it's, we've looked at this, Joni and I, we're battled about, how long ago was that we made some changes with how we handle our cell phones, maybe 5-6 years ago?
About 5 years ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They can consume you, and you can pretty much, I could almost run my entire business off my cell phone. Mm-hmm. I can communicate with all our staff, I can communicate with family, everybody off one thing. And so, you end up really getting drawn to your smartphone, mm-hmm. or your cell phone. And so, the social media aspect of it, the instant communication, all of that brings a lot of anxiety.
Yeah. And think about it. When you wake up in the morning, any of our listeners wake up in the morning, what is the first thing that you do? Probably grab your phone, you check your email, you maybe scroll on social media. Mm-hmm. You have to be aware of those things, self-aware to know, don't check your email when you wake up, because that first email that you get and it's negative
puts your day in a stressful situation.
It turns your day around. Yeah. Right.
And so some that we've talked about this many times on the podcast, and we're not perfect at it, but we really try to, 6:30, put the phone on the hook, and usually have it somewhere outside your bedroom, outside where you're going to check often, but just put it away, because then you have that quality time with your spouse, mm-hmm. your significant other, your family. And then in the morning, have it put away somewhere outside your bedroom, not on your nightstand, mm-hmm. so that, yes, you start your day, you do your morning routine, you do all that before you ever check your cell phone.
And most importantly, with your kids, I think that this is something that you need to practice with your kids, because things get crazy and busy at times where we don't want to be on your kids all the time for using their cell phones. Oh, it's just easier for them to be on there so they don't, bother me, right? But I'm telling you, we're not perfect by any means, but you have to have some restrictions on there.
Absolutely. Monitor it, because it will become a major problem, mm-hmm. I think, in their lives. And that's one of the reasons that they're claiming that, 31% or almost 32% of adolescents have anxiety disorders because of the cell phone. Mm-hmm. And so I thought this was good. I put some notes from an article that I read in preparing for this, and it was from Butler Hospital, and they published it this year. It was an article about how smartphones are affecting our mental health. Mm-hmm. And so it gives a couple of, it lists several ways that it's affecting our mental health. And the first was, it's a negative feedback loop. You mm-hmm. know, smartphones have an addictive quality to them. And so, think about it. And I'm very guilty of this. So the minute I'm sitting in a doctor's office or sitting for an appointment, right? What do you do when you're sitting there? I mean, back in the day, I guess we used to read the magazines that were out there and, or communicate or, and now we're just, if you look at it in a waiting room, anywhere you go, people are all glued to their phones.
Absolutely.
And just sitting there.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
And I even do it driving. So mm-hmm. Just to kill time and mental time, I'm looking at my cell phone, checking things. And it's horrible habits, but
And when we talk about things, when I'm venting to you, something negative or whatever, and all of a sudden you look on your cell phone, it was on social media, and it's all these quotes about what you were just talking about. I'm like, shoot, what are they doing listening to me?
They are. The second point was fear of missing out.
Mm-hmm. FOMO.
Yeah. So, and I especially think this is crucial in children, but also in adults. We're tied to our cell phones, checking what everybody else is doing out there in the world, because we're fear that we're going to miss out on a party, or we weren't invited to this,
overthinking why you weren't invited.
And you consume yourself with mm-hmm. all these thoughts that maybe not even true, number one, but that's a big reason that people are mental health is because of the fear. And so they're trying to be tied into the world or society, but through their cell phone. Mm-hmm.
The next one I really like, the reduced attention and productivity. I think that, we are so busy and consumed, on our phones, that we don't get things done throughout the day. And then, at the end of the day, you're like, man, why didn't I get anything done?
Yeah, because every time you try to write an email, you check your phone, you do this, you check your phone, you get a text, you know.
Yeah.
And this is something that you and I have really struggled, or we're working on it, it's you know, just because you get a text doesn't mean you have to
respond right away.
To a text right away. And it's like people get, because like it's all of a sudden like you're there with somebody and you won't even communicate with that person because you're trying to text somebody mm-hmm. on a phone. It's like, well, why don't we finish our
conversation first?
Yeah, and you can always get back to a text. It's no different than an email or anything like that. So I don't think we have to, it doesn't to be immediately handled or responded to most times just because it's on your phone.
Agreed.
It leads to smartphones. Through this article, it says that it leads to depression. Mm-hmm. And I think this is a lot with everybody, but also kids as well, because I think the horrible part about social media, and it's cool because like there's parts of it I love because like, you know, my parents, your parents, mm-hmm. a lot of our extended family, they get to see stuff that's going on in our lives. Right. They get to see things that are happening in my children's lives. That they would miss those opportunities mm-hmm, if they weren't there.
Because they're not local. Yeah,
we have no family in mm-hmm. Houston, so for people, you know, back home, they get to see everything that's going on in our lives and what we're doing. It's kind of neat because they get to hear and experience some of those stuff. But I also, at the same time, you know, obviously social media, we post the very best photos. We post the very best of everything going on in our life. Mm-hmm. We rarely talk about negative on social. And the people that do constantly talk about people end up getting defriending them because they don't want to hear about it. But it creates this illusion of lives and society that isn't really real. And it's, you know, you're posting about the best, mm-hmm. about you eating at these fancy restaurants and all how great it is. And then you're like sitting there at home like, man, my husband doesn't take me out or why can't I eat at these nice restaurants mm-hmm. or I can't afford. And so mm-hmm. you start jealousy and a lot of other things start coming in and it creates depression, I think, in a lot of people because you start feeling jealous or you start feeling like you're not at the same level as somebody else. Yeah. And you start comparing. That's right.
Comparing and trying to keep up.
Yeah. And comparing can lead to a lot of mental health issues, mm-hmm. Comparing yourself to others.
Yeah. It contributes to relationship stress as well. You know, like nobody wants to go to dinner with somebody and, you know, your spouse is sitting there looking at themselves because they're, you're on social media, right? And, you know, taking photos all the time. And, you know, I think that, and posting those, you know, I think that, it can lead to some relationship stress. Absolutely. I know for us in the past it has.
Yeah. And also I think, again, comparing, you know, your relationship to somebody's that's posting, you know, they might have been fighting. You don't have no clue. They might have been fighting the whole way there, but they take a picture on the beach and all smiling and laughing and loving each other, but they could be totally fighting. Yeah. And I was reading, I was hearing something the other day that there was a major social media star, and this guy does all the camera work for those type of people. Mm-hmm. Major influencer on social media. And he was saying that he's starting to get a little concerned because he loved his job, but at the same time, he was kind of feeling a little concerned about it because he had done a photo shoot that it cost $125,000 for this whole photo shoot. And to portray somebody in a certain light, certain image. And he's like, so like none of it's real. And so when you see all these things, and they were even downgrading, I think, the way it's portrayed, like not, they were trying to make it look like it was their average life, mm-hmm. even though it costed $125,000 to photo shoot all this. So I think there's a lot of times that a lot of our business, social media, a lot of your personal, sometimes it's not always you posting it or you coming up with all these things.
Yeah.
So like, and we're in a very small little budget. We don't have $125,000 spent on a photo shoot, but even our social media, we pay mm-hmm. a virtual assistant to help us post a lot of things. So people don't realize that it's not always us doing it. And that's a lot of these influencers. It's usually business behind
Absolutely.
It. So it's not real. Next one was chasing dopamines. So I think those instant gratifications, I think.
Yeah.
Have you been guilty of that at all?
In the past, I think so.
Calling you out. I think because we're like, you know, you post a photo and you're like, no, I'm not talking about you specifically. I'm talking about in general. I think people like they post and then they're sitting there for the next 5 minutes. How many people liked it? How many likes did it? And you check back in an hour. Oh, I only got 5 likes. And you're like, but if you get 10 likes, all of a sudden you're happy and like you're all charged up and people get dopamines by. Or if they get a negative comment or a bunch of people love them, you know, whatever. I think they use social media for that on their phones.
Sleeping disturbances. This one I actually struggle with some a lot of the times when I'm feeling stress or anxiety. Like, I run through scenarios in my head, you know, sleeping, and like it just messes up with my sleeping patterns, right?
Especially if you use your cell phone before going to bed.
Yes, for sure.
You get a lot of that. Also, the blue light and all that, mm-hmm. that there's been a lot of studies with that as far as keeping you up at night and having a hard time to get to bed.
Yes. So. And this next one, I think you kind of struggle with this one.
Anxiety and stress. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with being instantly connected to everything that's going on in our business through my cell phone. It can create anxiety.
Right.
And you're looking at all the things that you need to do and manage, and it can create a lot of stress and anxiety. So cell phones obviously can mm-hmm. can play a big impact in that. And they're great devices. They're awesome. But at the same time, I think we need to set some limitations.
Absolutely.
So that's what we're getting at with that. So with the, I think we talked a little bit about this, what you're focused on, right? Can lead to stress and anxiety. Right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you're sitting there focused on negative events, negative feelings, negative emotions, negative things that happened in the past, it can create stress and anxiety.
Yeah, and I think for a lot of people, that's like the first, when something, negative happens or bad happens, you always want to focus on the negative, right? Instead of like, focus on the positive. Try to focus on the positive. I'm here now. I'm here. Now what, Like, how can I change this? What could I learn from this?
And in most cases, it's not as bad as
it never is. As
you picture or post. But mm-hmm. And when you're going through something, it's hard to see sometimes through all that.
Mm-hmm.
We have a good friend that, texts us a lot and always praying for us. It's scary because the times he texts us, or we're usually going through something, or he'll text us, and I'm like, that's an odd thing today. And then later in the afternoon, we're like, now I know why he said that. But he didn't
so
know.
Now that he texts us, I'm like, oh shoot, what's happening now?
Today? What's going to happen today? but he mentioned something the other day that I've heard many times, but it was like, it's so true that, things happen for us, not to us.
Exactly.
Right? And so that goes back to what you were mm-hmm. just saying. Like, you got to look at why. Yes, there's a ton of reasons why we don't understand why we're going through something, right? And why we're having to live an event, or why people are attacking us, or why, whatever's happening in your life, or why you lost somebody, or, usually there's in hindsight, you understand why, and it's hard as you're going through it, but yeah, later in life, there's usually a reason why you went through that,
mm-hmm.
It makes you stronger. I know several times in our business, we've gone through lawsuits and canceled contracts, or losing a big account, and you're like, you don't understand why you're having to go through this, or why, we lose employees, or you don't understand why, like, what did I do you're questioning everything that you did. But a lot of times you look back, you're like, well, that was probably for the better,
For sure.
or hey, this is what I needed as mm-hmm. a leader. This is what I needed to grow and be a better leader, and going through all that made me that better leader, yeah. Maybe a better listener.
Mm-hmm.
There's several things that you learn
yeah.
through difficult and challenging times.
Absolutely. So I think any more with this episode, I think I would like to give some takeaways on, mm-hmm. If our listeners are going through anxiety or any type of mental health issues, like what can they do? What can they focus on, to help them get through it?
Yeah. So I want you to read the first one.
Yeah. So first one, surround yourself with people that care about you, right? And that's really going to be positive in your life. Coach, mentor, I mean, you and I both have, coach and mentors and to each other.
Correct.
And most importantly, each other, right?
Yeah.
I think
somebody that really cares about your health, your well-being, surround you. You can't go out life alone.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're not alone. Just know that you're not alone.
And everybody listen, know that you're not alone. There are people that truly care about you. And so that was our big message with this too, is like, when every time Joni and I, we recently went through a couple of difficult mm-hmm. situations or currently going through one, we have each other, and Joni and I are not only married and husband and wife, but we're also each other's best friends. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of times, if I'm down and just, took a beating that day, she will carry me, lift me up, talk me through it and get me back on track, and same vice versa.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So we're very grateful that we have that, you know, with each other. But if you don't have somebody like a spouse or somebody that, you know, like that, then there's people out there that truly care about you and truly care about your well-being. Mm-hmm. But surround yourself with those people, and somebody can get vulnerable with and share and talk about your insecurities, right. talk about your weaknesses, mm-hmm. and they can usually walk you through a lot of those. And there's people out there that have gone through what you're currently going through.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of times we feel like I'm the only one that's ever gone through mm-hmm. this, and that most times people have already gone through something like that.
Right. And if you're running a business, you know, you're an entrepreneur, you have staff, like, you know, get to know your employees on a personal level, right? Where they say lead by walking, you know, like really, really focus on your employees, get to know them on a personal level. So you know that if they're going through things, they're, you know, they can come to you and tell you, hey, like, I'm having a bad day, or, you know, this is what's going on in my life.
Yeah.
You can help them.
Yeah, be the encourager, mm-hmm. you know, for them. And it's maybe just something small, and maybe it's something you would overthink. But, you know, I think just, like you said, walk the halls, you know, mm-hmm. and just get to know your staff. And a lot of times they'll open up to, be surprised that you're there to help them.
Right. And the biggest thing is just being aware that, you know, it's not about you, and it's not that, you know, these people are being a baby about it. Like, it's a real issue, and we all need to be aware of that.
Yeah. Another one was, that for us is to read and listen to podcasts and books.
This is huge.
Yeah, I think it's just, you got to fill your mind with positivity, because mm-hmm. there's so much negative out there. You know, turn off the news, turn off a lot of that mainstream stuff. And I think just get into, you know, positivity things, and you can listen to things. Maybe there's so many like podcasts of issues or topics that maybe you're going through, or the same issue that you're having.
And like, honestly, like, guys, like, if, to start your morning, like, that's the first thing you should be doing, is turning on a motivation podcast. Like, that's something that I do every morning. Yeah. And I'm telling you, like, just a couple of motivational words, like, can set your day right, right? Yeah. So if you do anything in the morning, do that.
Correct. And then the next thing is, we just started this, you know, the last 3 months, and it's been huge for us, like, a big help. And it's, we work out a lot, and not a lot, but you'd work out a lot. I work out some.
You do.
But, you know, this is aside from, like, you know, exercise and all that, is just walk. Like 30 to 60 minutes a day. So, you know, at the end of the day is when we usually do it, and we usually walk the dog now. And
it's weird for me to say that. Yeah.
So we walk the dog, but, you know, a lot of times with the kids sometimes, or sometimes it's just Joni and I, but we, you know, just go on a 30, 60 minute walk.
Mm-hmm. It really just helps clears to clear your mind. Yeah. For sure.
We get outdoors, sunlight, you know, fresh air, and you just get out, and you just, it helps clear your mind, lowers your stress level. It just changes your mood.
It does.
And mm-hmm. yeah, we have great conversations out there, and it just, by the time you get back home, you're feeling like, okay, like, I can get through this. I can handle life, or I can make, you know, and take the next step. And so you just, we highly recommend walking. It's been a huge, so, and it's aside from like physical activity mm-hmm. or exercise. So just, if you're not walking, I highly recommend it.
Mm-hmm.
And we, you know, we're not, how do I say this? So we, you know, obviously Joni and I, you know, a Christian faith, and we would be holding back if we didn't express that this also has a big impact on us as far as handling anxiety, handling stress.
Absolutely.
Is our, you know, our faith. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it's always, our faith has really helped us get through stressful and difficult times, and has made a huge impact in our lives. So, you know, there's a couple really good scriptures that I wanted to share, because I think they mm-hmm. have a huge impact. And the first one was Philippians 4:6, and it says, "Don't be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God." So I think no matter what you're going through, you know, pray about it. You know, God will be there mm-hmm. to help you through some difficult
situations. He's in control.
Yeah. The other one was Matthew 6:34, which "There, do not worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will worry about itself. Each day has enough trouble of its own." And that just gives you back into focusing on today, being present.
Being present in the moment.
Don't focus on all the issues of tomorrow, because you know what, there's going to be enough mm-hmm. problems in tomorrow. So don't just focus on today and be present and take action today. Mm-hmm. So, but that we wanted to share that with you because it's really helped us get through some, difficult times, put our mental health in perspective, is to know that, we're not alone. Right. Number one, there's definitely a higher being out there that is there to support you and hold you and walk you through your next, mm-hmm. next right step. But also, that I think that for us and our belief is that, we got a higher power that's there and our strength and going to get us through difficult times. So what's the last one?
Appreciate the good times and people in your life. So I think, and your family, I feel like even when we're going through stressful situations, it's just our kids, being able to spend that extra time with them to know, we can be going through whatever, but having them, doesn't matter.
For me, it's all about the dog. Yeah. So just, when I go home and see his little twinkle in his eye.
No, but a serious note, surround yourself with people that care about you.
Yeah. We recently went through some business issues and some business struggles, as far as some, employment, and making some bad decisions and things that happen. When you run multiple companies, hire, manage a lot of people, problems happen. Mm-hmm. You're dealing with people. And so, we've had to overcome some challenges and some turnover and stuff like that. And it's been some difficult situations, but, it really brought perspective to myself was
what's more important.
Yeah. When you're trying to build something great and build a bigger, stronger business, and then sometimes you're hit with mm-hmm. adversity like that, or get sucks you back into the business, you really learn what's more important, mm-hmm. right? And you just put it in perspective, and it's like, yes, there's problems, and there's always going to be problems,
have to deal with them, but focus on what you can control, and
focus on the people around you that benefit, the relationships mm-hmm. around you. So to me, it was like, man, why am I I'm struggling through a lot of things and having to overcome a lot of challenges, but really I'm missing the point of spending more quality time with you, spending more quality time with our kids. That's what's
important.
You
have your health, you have your family,
And so to me, it put it in perspective, mm-hmm. and I had less stress and anxiety because I was like, you know what? I have the best wife, the best children, mm-hmm. and that's what's most important to me. And I'm in my health, and I'm able to spend a lot of time with them. The business stuff will handle itself.
Yeah, it'll be there tomorrow.
It'll still be there tomorrow. So
will be there tomorrow. Yeah,
so, and if there isn't one, there will be one. So we make a joke a lot of times because, you go to we take our kids a lot of times to Main Event or Dave and Buster's, and you're like that machine where the Is it a squirrel or what? I don't know. Would even know what animal it is, but maybe it's a beaver. But they pop up and you have to hit it down and hit it down, and that's the true life of an entrepreneur, because it's like, man, you hit one and next one pops up, and you hit one and so something else breaks, and so that's how we feel half the time. So
awesome. Well, on that note, as Tony Robbins would say, life doesn't happen to you; it happens for you, right?
So yes. So learn from what you're going through. Learn from those mistakes mm-hmm. or opportunities to learn something new and challenges. That's what I was looking for. Learn from those challenges, but know that you're not alone. Surround yourself with positive people, and you'll get through it. So. Don't be anxious no more, right? Don't be anxious about anything, right? So I hope that was beneficial, and us being vulnerable and transparent, and I think it always adds to a good podcast.
Absolutely.
So share it, guys. Please keep sharing the podcast. We've had great reviews and great feedback, and so we really appreciate all of you that listen, and otherwise we'll see you all next week.
See you next week, guys.
You've been listening to Inside the Wolf's Den, an entrepreneurial journey with Sean and Joni Wolfswinkle. Tons of entrepreneurial podcasts are out there. talking.
Cog, cog, cogging.
But Joni and Sean are living it every single day. Their portfolio now includes many franchises and medium-sized businesses. We talk about the trials and motivators of successfully running a business. Join us again soon for another podcast. But until then, reach out on the website at InsideTheWolf'sDen.com, on Facebook at Inside the Wolf's Den, on Instagram at Inside the Wolf Den. We'll see you again soon. This is Inside the Wolf's Den. We'll see you next time.